In order to save the lives of their citizens, the leaders of Calais agree to hand themselves over to the English king, Edward III, to be executed, a steep sacrifice for the betterment of the many. At the end of Act Two of Donizetti's rarely heard The Siege of Calais, with Odyssey Opera and Gil Rose here on WCRB in concert. I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining me this evening. I hope you're enjoying the night. I certainly am. Love hearing Odyssey Opera perform. We're going to go right into Act 3 in just a moment. I do want to remind you that more information about the opera company, Odyssey Opera, and their upcoming performance of Verdi's Joan of Arc on April 5th and 7th can be found at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That opera will be the last of their Trial by Fire season dedicated to operas about Joan of Arc. You'll also find more information about the music you're hearing this evening there and be able to hear this concert again, plus hear an interview with Artistic and General Director Gil Rose. Once again, that is at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. You can also follow me on Twitter at ChrisWCRB. In Act 3, the Queen of England, Isabella, joins her husband, King Edward III, after successfully conquering Scotland, just as Edward learns that the leaders of Calais will give themselves up, meaning that Edward will soon have the possibility of being King of England, Scotland, and France. However, as the leaders of Calais say farewell to their citizens and their loved ones and present themselves to be executed, the Queen prevails upon Edward to take pity on them. She is joined by the citizens of Calais in the cries for mercy, and eventually even by Edward's own soldiers. And eventually, he agrees to spare the citizens and the leaders of Calais. James Westman is Eustachio, the mayor of Calais. Magna Gardner is his son, Aurelio. Lucia Cesaroni is Aurelio's wife, Eleanor. Neil Ferreira, Alan Schneider, James Demler, and Christopher Carbon are the citizens who agree to sacrifice themselves along with the mayor and his son. John Allen Nelson is Edward III. Deborah Zalig plays the Queen of England, Isabella. And Gil Rose conducts, here's the conclusion of Donizetti's The Siege of Calais.
Just Thank you. Il nostro, il pativo, il grosso. abbondante al cor di patria amore. La scure che percuota
Their city is lost, but their lives are spared in a rare moment of mercy from King Edward III, as Donizetti's The Siege of Calais concludes, performed live at the Huntington Avenue Theater by Odyssey Opera. James Westman was Eustachio, the mayor of Calais. Magda Gardner is his son, Aurelio. Lucia Cesaroni was Aurelio's wife, Eleanor. Neil Ferreira, Alan Schneider, James Demler, and Christopher Carbon were the citizens of Calais, with John Allen Nelson as the King of England, Edward III, and Deborah Zaley coming in at the end as the Queen of England, Isabella, and sort of saving the day. Sumner Thompson was an English general, and Luke Scott played a spy, with Joshua Major as the stage director, a performance led by Gil Rose. Here on 99.5 WCRB and WCRB in Concert, thank you so much for joining us this evening. A reminder that you can find a full broadcast schedule of upcoming WCRB in Concert broadcasts via our website, classicalwcrb.org. There, you'll also be able to find links to Odyssey Opera's next concert at the Huntington Avenue Theater, Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco, or Joan of Arc, the last of their Trial by Fire season. That is not to be missed. I can't stress that enough. April 5th and 7th at the Huntington Avenue Theater. Be there. At classicalwcrb.org, you can also hear this concert again on demand whenever you like. There's also an interview there with Gil Rose about this opera. This broadcast was written and produced by me, Chris Voss, mixed, edited, and recorded by Antonio Oliart Rose. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to Gil Rose and the entire staff of Odyssey Opera for their help in making this broadcast possible. And thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.